Welcome to Kazoo Podcast number 2. I'm going to get the show started today with a song by Whoopso. They're starting off the night at Van Gogh's Ear, let's see here, on Saturday, and they're going to be playing with Biblical Vagehalen and Legato Vipers. Let's hear a song by Whoopso called "But Are Atoms Not Like Time?" here on Kazoo Podcast number 2.
Yeah.
That was the Furies with their song Empire Strikes Back. That's from their, when they were the Baseball Furies, from their tape that was released at Cassettestival. And we also heard Witches in there from their Das Rad split 7-inch with Overkilmer and Some Girls. And we started it off with Whoopso from their Tri-Pi 7-inch split, released a little while ago with Lonnie in the Garden, and Say Domino, that's sold out now. That song is called But Are Atoms Not Like Time? You're listening to Kazoo Podcast number 2. We're going to get this second set of music started here with a song by The Medicine Hat. This song is called Old Bones. You're listening to Kazoo Podcast number 2. That was Start Something with Biker Hash. That is, Start Something is the band of Diener, who's doing the Kazoo Podcast series with me this year. We also heard there from Legato Vipers. They're back at the festival this year, and Medicine Hat started it off with their song Old Bones that had a nice organ breakdown in the middle that I was enjoying quite a bit. Now we're going to keep moving on with more music here. In Kazoo Podcast number 2, we're going to feature a song here by Soup Cans. This is from their Parasite Brain. I believe it was a 7-inch release. The song is called Crimes of the Future, Part 2.
I maintain the crimes of the future.
That was Solids from Blame Confusion with Off-White. Before that, Soup Cans with Crimes of the Future, Part 2, here on Kazoo Podcast, installment number 2. If you want to find out more about the Print Expo and art installations happening at this year's festival, explore around on the website kazookazoo.ca, which I assume you've already found due to the fact that you're listening to the podcast. I'm your host, Boston Carlisle. You can catch me in Kazoo Podcast installment number 4, when I'll hopefully be interviewing members from the Nihilist Spasm Band, or as I like to call them, the Nilly Spazzers. Up next, we're going to hear from Vic NS, who I'm excited to be hearing at the festival this year. We're going to hear a song from his album Contradiction, his recent album from 2013. The song is called Clark Kent. Stay tuned for an interview with the up-and-coming Guelph MC after this track.
Hey, check it out. It's your boy Vic NS. It's just another day in the life. It's that your dramatics. It's that triple B. I really put in work, baby. Yeah. It's like my fourth tape, album, if you will. Hey, shout out to Fillmore, man. It's been years, we still in it. Yeah, All I see are contradictions. Wanna speak, don't wanna listen. Right seems wrong, wanna speak in songs. Mama always said to eat the zone. It's me and my thoughts as they eat alone. Writing these lyrics for a sing-along. Make a little money that I spend it on my student loan. Who know? I'm out here cause I need a beat. And the whip gets me from A to B. And I dress like a little so carelessly. Make regular time folks stare at me. But I was raised in the same place. Been 20 years and I still got the same face. Been playing cause it's game day. Miss practice. My phone's AI sharp as a cactus. Cap backwards, fly tactics. Keep moving, yeah that's it. We zoom with new cameras, two tablets, commandments, above average, low savage, and the good life, so lavish. Gotta live that, gotta get back. Where my heart at, where my head at? I need a hard hat, where my bed at? Cause I do work, I'm a true flirt, and the truth hurts, I'm a true perk, playing big beats, like Luger. And I'm feeling like Clark Kent, but I got dark skin. If you play, better play hard. Cause even Superman is a day job.
You the man, you the man, yeah. Fly, look at young Superman, yeah.
Off, but even Superman is a day job.
You the man, you the man, yeah. Fly, look at young Superman,
yeah.
You the man, you the man,
yeah.
Fly, look at young Superman,
yeah.
You the man, you the man,
yeah.
Fly, look at young Superman,
yeah.
Fly, look at young Superman,
yeah.
Fly, look at young Superman,
yeah.
You the man, you the man,
yeah.
Fly, look at young Superman,
yeah.
You the man, you the man,
yeah.
Fly, look at young Superman,
yeah.
You the man, you the man,
yeah.
Fly, look at young Superman,
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 yeah.
Young Superman, you the man, you the man, flop like a young Superman.
You
the man, you the man, flop like a young Superman, flop like a young Superman,
flop
like a young Superman.
We just heard Clark Kent from Contradiction, Vic NS's album from 2013, and it's out on Eardramatics and Best of Both Borders. Are those two labels? Eardramatics is your thing, you were saying.
Yeah,
so
man.
Why don't you just explain to the listeners what's up with Eardramatics?
So Eardramatics is basically a dream. Just, a teenage dream that is still going. I want to eventually have my own brand of organized sound, basically. So, you know, since I was a teenager, I looked at the whole Jay-Z model of starting your own thing, and you know, there's so many people like me. You know, right now there's too many Chiefs and not enough Indians. So many artists that just want to do their own thing. They have their own brand, their own sound. But yeah, that's my little thing. Best of Both Borders. That's my crew in Ottawa. Shout out to Castro. Shout out to Mez. Shout out to C Squeezy. Shout out to City Fidelia. Everybody, you know. Yeah, man. Like, they just took me in when I was in Ottawa. I went to school out there, and yeah, man. Like, there's heavy music. Some really talented MCs out there.
It's interesting that you mentioned Jay-Z as your inspiration for taking that business approach, because Wu-Tang Clan notoriously did the same kind of thing. Uh-huh. But were they that you didn't really get inspired by their business model at all? I would say they did that more aggressively than Jay-Z at that time. But Jay-Z, in the long run, was more successful with that.
I guess you're right, man. But Wu-Tang Clan is a group, so I guess the whole Wu-Tang Clan thing. Actually, to tell you the truth, I just listen to way more Jay-Z than Wu-Tang.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like. But you know what I mean? Like the what Wu-Tang means is like is different than what Rockefeller means, in my opinion. Rockefeller is not necessarily Jay-Z, but is the brand that Jay-Z comes from. Wu-Tang Clan is the music. You know what I mean? And it is the brand that's associated with it. It's just, I feel like I just want a little disconnect, or else I would have just named my brand like Vic NS. You know what I mean?
And they had a more comprehensive approach to designing their own clothes and things like that. They're still doing it, but I feel as though it's way less of a business entity than Jay-Z's business empire at this point in time.
Yeah, for sure.
So longevity wise, maybe you picked the right model to follow.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I studied it. It's just, you know, like I said, a kid with a dream.
Now that RZA has sworn off of ever making music with Wu-Tang Clan ever again.
You did?
Apparently, he said that. He wants to focus on his movie career, which is kind of a weird choice.
Yo, the man with the iron fist was kind of dope. I liked it.
The soundtrack was good.
It's kind of, I don't know, a little bit corny, but like it was you forgive every ounce of corniness in it. Well, at least I did. I was just entertained. Like, I could see this guy's really doing what he always wanted to do. He used to put, you know, sound effects in his songs, and now he's making one of these kung fu movies.
It's true. He is kind of living his dream in that movie. And really, I think you can't, maybe some people would disagree with this, but you can't hold those types of movies to the same standards that you hold other movies to. So
of course, yeah.
You can be a little more forgiving with those types of movies. It's funny that you mentioned, I wasn't going to talk about it, but you mentioned this C Squeezy person. It's not the same as Squeezy C for the listeners out there, Guelph, who might get be confused by that. That's just a total coincidence. You said C Squeezy's hip-hop veteran from the Ottawa scene.
Yeah, man. C Squeezy's, he's one of the best rappers in Ottawa, definitely. He's definitely one of the best. He just has a, you just have to listen to it. He takes his time with his rhymes. Like, he doesn't, I don't know. You just feel the music when you feel the words when he rhymes. So definitely check out C Squeezy. You know, he's been at it for a while.
This is the first I've heard of him, admittedly, and it makes me feel a bit weird. But he spells his name differently, and he sounds like, even though it's a reverse of my same name, he's doing a good job of representing the reverse.
Check out Castro too. Check out City Fidelia.
So you were in Ottawa for school. And you started off studying economics, and then you decided to switch to music.
That's right. I did it because it just felt right. Ironically, when I was choosing courses for school, my mom, she suggested that I take music in school, and I was like, nah, I don't want to take music. That's for nerds, even though I love music, you know? I was already making music on my own time. But I decided to take economics. And then I didn't really like it, so then I just switched to music because I was already taking music courses, and you know, I learned a lot. It hasn't helped me that much, but it's just, you know, good for conversations at cocktail parties.
It's kind of funny that you had a reverse situation. Your mom was wanting you to do music, and you wanted to do economics. Usually people would be dealing with the opposite.
Yo, to be honest, I didn't even want to do economics. I just, to be completely honest, I applied for business. They gave me a counter offer for economics. My marks were average. I was like, fine, I'll just do it. And then, but I was like, how bad could it be? And I was thinking, I had a mentality like, man, because I had already started rapping. I had a mentality like, I'm not even going to have to graduate school because I'm going to get signed so quick. I'm gonna blow up so quick that I'm not even going to have to finish school, so it doesn't matter what I take. And here I am with a degree, so.
All right, about to play Kazoo Fest, so who knows? Sky's the limits now for you.
Kazoo Fest is going to be dope, man.
This is your first year checking out much of Kazoo Fest. You said that you haven't really had a chance to check out too much in the past.
No, I've never checked it out before. Actually, last weekend, I went. Have you heard of Gain Fest?
Yes.
I just went with my cousin and some of his friends. Bought a ticket. Saw like 3-4 bands. It was pretty dope. So like, there's so much stuff that people don't know that's going on. And like, the cool thing about being there was everybody who was there seemed like they knew something about what was going on. You know what I mean? It wasn't just some random crowd. Everybody seemed like they were supposed to be there. So I'm sure that's going to be the same with Kazoo Fest. If you keep your ear to the street, you know, then you'll be able to find the beat.
And so, since we're talking about the music scene in Guelph right now, how do you feel about the hip-hop scene in Guelph right now?
Hip-hop scene in Guelph's okay.
It was a bit of a... I realize that's a tricky question, and it's kind of a loaded question.
There's talent.
I obviously have my own opinions about it.
Mm-hmm. There's talent, man. I think there's definitely talent, and I like the fact that it's really open and people feel comfortable expressing themselves. Like at the last show we did, there was a dude who had his face painted and he was just talking about how everything's just terrible. It's really open, and that's good about it. But at the same time, I feel like maybe... Actually, that's a good question, man. There's so many different facets to this whole issue of Guelph hip-hop. There's good artists, but maybe the fans don't really support it enough. You know what I mean?
I find that, for me, to sum it up, I don't think that the scene in Guelph has been exposed enough to the underground hip-hop scene in America. And I view you as an artist who has... You're a little bit more to the future of the kinds of music in general that are being made. And a lot of artists in Guelph, in my opinion, are kind of stuck in the past, save for people like Noah23, who is pretty visionary as far as adapting new styles as they come out.
Noah's dope.
But that's not the norm for artists from here. And at that show that you were talking about, Scratch played in Guelph a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Vic was opening up for them along with a whole bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. And I kind of find it frustrating that in general, the way hip hop shows get promoted around here and in a lot of places is that everybody just gets piled in as openers. And then somebody like yourself gets mixed in with all these people who are basically kind of redundantly reviewing styles of rap that are over a decade old that don't really offer anything new. So that's like my frustration with it. And I'm not saying anybody else is endorsing that opinion or whatever.
Yeah.
but that's something that can certainly be frustrating for me. And that's something that I really like about your style is that you're a little bit more fresh than that and a little bit more forward thinking.
Thanks, man. I mean, I've been to a lot of rap shows, right? And in Guelph especially, it feels like half the audience wants to be on stage. So if you're not already rapping, then you're somebody who's trying to get on the next show. But like, for the fans, I feel like a lot of the problem with a lot of Guelph rappers is they forget that it's entertainment. So they'll try to make music. I think it's just like a catch-22. The scene is full of rappers. So these rappers make music for rappers, and they don't just try to entertain people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So they stop, like, they shy away from stuff that most people will actually like. And I'm trying to eat off this, man. I'm not trying to have a day job forever. So, you know, I make music that, of course, I like, and that I think is going to be relevant.
That's an interesting distinction you made, is that they make rap music for other rappers in the area that have their specific tastes. But if you take that approach, that kind of approach isn't ever going to result in you playing at Kazoo Festival, for example. Mm-hmm. Like, you and Noah fit a festival like Kazoo Festival because you can appeal to a wider audience outside of just the hip hop heads who are strictly thinking inside that box.
Yeah.
Which I find is a lot what happens in Guelph. What do you think about Lil B? Do you have an opinion on Lil B?
Lil B, I think it's fun to watch Lil B. Just because what he's doing is pretty ironic. He's just able to entertain people. I think a lot of his songs are pretty terrible, but I like Wonton Soup. If you know that song, man. When it came out,
it's one of his best.
Yeah, man.
Classic Lil B.
But I don't know. I just think he's just using social media to his advantage, and he's more about the feeling that he gives to people rather than people actually appreciating his music or his art.
I appreciate him for his attitude and for changing the way that people think kind of negatively through that genre of music, because he has gangster references and he comes from an area where there's a lot of gangster activity and things like that, but he deals with it in a much more positive way and tries to transcend it through art in a really kind of aggressively artistic, creative way instead of making it into glorifying violence.
But at the same time, they're freestyling and not mixing his songs. I mean, like,
he does release hundreds of songs, but that's just his audience, I think, kind of wants that from him.
Yeah, they always want something new.
But I mean, even though he does so many songs, so only one out of every 100 are awesome, he still, you know, has 5 to 10 awesome songs out there.
Yeah,
from the past couple of years, which most artists, that's all they have anyways, as far as quality,
that's true.
Right?
So that's true.
He's a tricky artist, and we can move on from him. But I view that people being adverse to being open-minded to somebody like Lil B, not just Lil B, but other rappers with a similar type of more open-minded creative approach. That's one of the problems that I have with Guelph. I feel as though a lot of the rappers in Guelph, you know, don't have an open mind to that kind of thing. So I wanted to ask you if you feel as though how you feel about being a hip hop artist in Canada versus if you were in America.
Well, I haven't spent too much time in the States. I've been there in my childhood, but like being in Canada, you just know word doesn't travel as fast unless you are, especially rap. Like, you know, The Weeknd, like his stuff really traveled. I remember when I first heard The Weeknd. He's not hip hop, but when I first heard The Weeknd, I showed somebody within the first 24 hours of me first hearing The Weeknd. When I heard Wicked Games, that was before House of Balloons came out. So like, unless you have music that actually spreads virally, it's hard to, you know, just do a lot of shows and build a fan base like that. Just because I feel like a lot of, like, Canada, we're all really nice, but we don't really like to raise people up and be like, yeah, this is the dope stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody likes to feel included in whatever the product is, I feel, and people don't like just sitting back and being fans. But we still have really good talent, really good music coming out of Canada. I love Canada. Go Canada.
Let's move on from that and talk briefly. We're gonna wrap it up soon, but you have sort of been a volunteer at Ed Video for a while now.
I wouldn't say a volunteer.
A face around the place.
Yeah, I guess I'm a member, you know? Just because I just enjoyed, you know, I got to make videos. I've been making music videos for the past few years. And yeah, man, just having access, being around people who make videos, it's just nice bouncing ideas around, you know?
And you made a video with Angus from Ed Video?
Yeah, Angus, he helped me with a couple of videos, actually. The first one he helped me with was What You Saying? And that was back in 2012, and that's the first video I ever shot in Guelph. You know, I used Mo's hot dog stand, which everybody's probably had a hot dog from Mo. Maybe a veggie dog for you vegetarians. But, I don't know. I sold hot dogs in that video. Angus shot it really nice. It's real crisp, real vibrant. Shout out to Teo. Oh, they did the Get Along video too. Angus and Teo, they both helped me film it. I edited Get Along myself though. That's why it looks kind of funny.
All right, that was actually the first place I ever saw you, was at Video one time. You were editing, and I was just coming through to get some equipment.
It's definitely Get Along, man. It took me like 9 hours to edit that. And me, like, okay, like I feel like I can edit a video, but my passion is music, so I can't really be spending 9 hours to edit a video. I need somebody to edit that for me. So, yeah. I'm just happy to be a member still.
All right, fair enough. Shout-outs to Evvideo. Yeah. And we're going to wrap things up here. What song do you want to play for the listeners?
You know what? Might as well just play Get Along, just because we were just talking about it. It's one of my favorite songs to perform, and it's one of the favorites off my album Contradiction, which is available on iTunes for $9.99.
All right. Is there any other online things that you want to tell listeners about?
You can reach me on Twitter at VicNS. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/VicNS. And that's probably about it. I'm not going to get Instagram until I'm famous. So, yeah.
All right. So, VicNS is playing with Noah23 and DJ Chadillac at Sapphire on Saturday night during Kazoo Festival as part of a awesome bill that's part of an awesome festival. Thanks for joining me on Kazoo Podcast number 2.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Tomatoes. I'm riding in my chariot of fire in my area. Never marry money, but hey, the more the merrier. It's been a thriller, like my skin vanilla. And shorty know I conquer, call me hun like Attila.
I got what you want, I can give you what you want. I ain't even got a front, I can give you what you want.
Hustlers, misfits, debutantes, schooners, dumpers, can't we all just get along?
I am what you want, I can give you what you want. I ain't even got a front, I can give you what you want, what you want.
Hustlers, misfits, debutantes, schooners, dumpers, can't we all just get along? Shorty love to sneeze, I'll indeed give her what she need. Cherry on top, underneath is her pretty please. She a mini skirt, flirt, work with them double D's. I'm a moth to a flame, child to a dicky D. Ice cream, Mr. Freeze, she scream victory. That's my name, don't wear it out when you get with me. Snap back, tilted, jeans sort of low.
Low.
Everything fresh and I got it for the love. Oh, I'm getting hooked up like your power and cable. And your boy fly higher than the Tower of Babel. That was biblical, I'm lyrical, my mirror seen a miracle. Gotta get rich in the physical and spiritual. It's better to invest in both, I'm one of the best of both. Borders I've arrived, they alive as some vegetables. Eggplants, broccoli. What you want, what you need, dog, talk to me.
I got what you want, I can give you what you want. I ain't even got a front, I can give you what you want.
Hustlers, misfits, debutantes, schooners, dumpers, can't we all just get along?
I am what you want, I can give you what you want. I ain't even got a front, I can give you what you want.
Hustlers, misfits, debutantes, schooners, dumpers, can't we all just get along?
I got what you want, I can give you what you want. I ain't even got a front, I can give you what you want, what you want.
Hustlers, misfits, debutantes, schooners, dumb birds, can't we all just get along?
I am what you want, I can give you what you want. I ain't even got a front, I can give you what you want, what you want.
Hustlers, misfits, debutantes, schooners, dumb birds, can't we all just get along?